Nida, Shir Chesed, Nida continued. Yoredeb and Banos Kusim, Al Sivan Etov Shemem Bey, Sunday, May 22nd, 1982.
So until she's developed, so it has to be like that. So it is damtome, and damtome is mitame lachve yomi shmitrais. Umeidi b'yildes b'zeiti shmitame lachve yomi. Now there are two kinds of yildes. Because we have the nido and we have the zoma. What is the nido? I mean, physiologically, I mean, is the same thing. Is the menstrual flow that makes a woman a nido? Is the menstrual flow that makes a woman into a zoma? But it all depends in which day she had the menstrual flow. If she had the menstrual flow, the nido, so the days nido, so in the 7 days of healing use, then it's the natural thing for a woman to have a menstrual flow, so then she becomes a nido. However, in the Yudalification, you don't need all. So it's abnormal. So it's below the Snigoso. So then she becomes a Zobo. If she has, she's done 1 day, so it's of a time, 2 days in succession. It's of a time, 3 days in succession. It's of a daylight. So mainly the dates, so the aloha is, if a woman has a menstrual flow in the needles, so then she becomes an evil. If she has a menstrual flow in the Nizivo, so either she becomes a Zobatame or she becomes a Zobatame. If she has a menstrual flow for 3 successive days, the same thing is true of the Yemenis. If a woman gives birth to a child in the Yemenidus, every woman has a cycle of Yemenidus and Yemenizivus. Of Yemenidus and Yemenizivus. So, if she has a menstrual flow in the needles, so that's an illness, an ordinary illness. Suppose she has the she gives birth to a child in the male yizivo. Now, ordinarily, a woman cannot give birth to a child in the male yizivos, because ordinarily, normally, when a woman is pregnant, she doesn't even have a menstrual flow. And in order to be in the Yemezibut, so the Yemezibut start in the Yudalu Shein after the 7 days of Nidus. So how, if she is a Yeldes, so normally she wouldn't have a menstrual flow. So there are no 7 days of Nidus. So there couldn't be the Yudalu Shein following immediately upon the 7 days of Nidus. But sometimes a pregnant woman also has a menstrual flow. So melee, so suppose she, the pregnant woman just before she gave birth, let's say in the 9th month, she had a menstrual flow, and then she kept on having the flow. So she had a menstrual flow, and then after the 7 days of that menstrual flow, she gave, so that's already the Yudalu Shein, Shebenido. She gave birth in the Yudalu Shein following the 7 days of the menstrual flow. So, ordinarily it doesn't happen that way. But if there is something the matter with her, so the male, so then she'll have a being of the Yeledes, of the Yeledes Bizei, she'll have a being of the Yeledes Bizei, so then the Yeledes Bizei is subject to 2 halachas. First of all, to the Tumas Lede, that means if she gives birth to a boy, so then she has to count 7 days of giving Tumas Lede, but since she was the Yoled Bizei, so over and above the counting, the 7 days of Tumas Lede, she has to count 7 clean days as is open. Or if she gave birth to a girl, so then she's also subject to tumis. First she has to count 40 days, because of tumas lady, even if she doesn't see any dam. And then she's the birth took place, the giving birth took place in Yudalev Yeh, Shemimido, so maybe she has to count Zayin Kim also. So maybe the 11th Bizei, if a woman is in the 11th Bizei, so then she has to count Zayin Kim. And so even the Shama will be made there, that if she, and before I explain it, that when the Mishnah says, she become Lachi Yomesh, so Mishamay Amede, so the Mishnah has reference to the case where she already, let's say, counted the 40 days, let's say, the last case. She already counted 40 days of Tumas Lein, but she still did not finish counting 7 clean days. She gave birth to a little girl. And then she kept on bleeding. So then on the 15th day, the 16th day, she still keeps on bleeding. So she did not complete the count of Zayin Kim. So dead down is Nitam Lachyosh. Masha'im Kim, if she's the 11th Zayin, and she already counted Zayin Kim. Let's say she stopped bleeding the first few days, she's in the 11th cable, and after 3 days, as of the birth, of the giving birth, she stopped bleeding. So, but she has to count 14 days anyway, without any doubt. But, so within the 14 days, she's already included the seven clean days. And then, on the 15th day, after she finished counting, the Yudalev Yeh of Tumas Leide and the Zayin Yomi and the Zayin Kim, so she had a discharge of Dam. So then, according to Mishamai, it's not in Tamalach Yosh. Then this is analogous to Damayil Bishalutov. When Mishamai made it, Yildiz Bizei, she in Tamalach Yosh, if she had not completed the count of Zayin Kim. So then, Mishamai say that beyond Talmud. So in the case of an ordinary illness, not Yildiz Bizei, so she only has to count what Yom? Just 7 days, 14 days, so the male, if she has a discharge of Dam, after the 7 days, after the 14 days, so the male beyond Talmud Rachmanet, so that Dam is not Mitam at all, even though the woman has a status of a nido, regarding his heavenly Bible, regarding his Bible, and regarding Tume, but the Dam, the discharge of Dam, the new Dam that she sees after the 14 days is Toya, according to Mishamah. Why? Because just the Yomi Tayyar Rachmanet, not the Yomi with Tvila Tayyar Rachmanet. Masha'im Kim, she's the only Zayin. So the Yomi, she has two kinds of Yomi to count. First, the Yomi of Tumas Leide, even if she doesn't see any Dam, and then 7 clean days. So if she has a discharge of Dam after the 14 days, but she still keeps on bleeding, so she hasn't finished counting the Zayin Kim, so Mele, even Yomi she doesn't have. So if Mishama is made it, that any Dam she sees is Tomei Midraise and is Mitami Tiras Dam. So is Mitami Lach. Is Mitami Lach Veyosh. Alright, now the Rashi. Damayinu Veyoshom, who you need to translate the Litovo. Mishama Yen and Vey, Koch Nem Ragleon, Mitami Lach, Mitami Yomich. Vohatom Udom, Misef in Edith. You need to call Vashu Litovo, Vahay Kim Dosom Chol Vareo. Til Kachrei, Koch Nem Ragleon, Mitomosom. Who come and say that I'm going to be able to call you, so that I'm going to be able to call you. We don't know how to have a God with them here with because King God is more than the entire Rachmane, we have more. So, who we may like, if we have any expired the young Dan has a din of Mayon. It's according to Mishamay, you just saw. So Dan, since the Mitzvah is not Mayon, he doesn't have a din of Mayon. According to Mishamai, with the Raisa, it's not the time at all. The Damayim Shoy Tomo. But with Rabbanon, Mishim Zere, Mishim Dan, Kedem Zayin, or Kedem Yudale, so it is Mitame, La. Alright, come on. The rest will be Shamai. Daber um die Israel und Adal in die Schischi, ihr Sohn, ihr Sohn, ihr Sohn, ihr Sohn, ihr Sohn, ihr Sohn, aber Gott war allein, ihr Sohn, ihr Sohn, ihr Sohn, so mit Rabbonon, der mit dem Azobi, ihr Sohn, mit dem Azobi, mit Rabbonon, so die question arises, why do we shall I say, the Dama Yudiski Chobin is Toya Ligamre, but mit Rabbonon, ich mit Tome, Amo Lobi Shama, hey Chalem, Litame, Lachri, Yobish, what should the Chachonim say? That is coming in the Rabbanon the Dam. And how is it coming? That is coming in the Tamil Lachi Yobeish, Asisei Kishel Teiro. Asisei Kishel Teiro. Because if we say that it's becoming in the right state, so then people will burn the Trumo that came in contact with that Dam and Trumo. So there's a missing rice to burn it, if it's not gone. So here, we shouldn't burn it. So, ich will love, in Tamil, I will just ask you to and people will burn the trumas that will come in contact with them. In Tamil, I will love it. I mean, to do it. The way we still say, so he says, so we shall not afraid that even this will be an issue. Why? Because Cholachko Bishol Teiro, ignorant people see that the Dam Nidov and the Chobi is only the Tamilach and not Yomesh. Then an ignorant Jewish woman, when she has Dam, when she sees Dam, she knows that a certain moment we are only the Tamilach and not Yomesh, so she'll think that her Dam is also only the Tamilach and not Yomesh, but her Dam is the Tamilach and not Yomesh. So because of that, so if that will involve in us. So what if she had to be afraid for all these mistakes? So they call the Raglel Name. So then the Chacham should say that even the Reik and the Raglaim of the Raglaim should not be determined because of fear, lest there will be an Irshu. So the Gemara says, give that in the King of the Dome, may the Yoda, the Reik from the Raglel Dabba. So in other words, once we establish a hacker in respect to Dan, so people already know. But if we don't make any hacker, then people will equate Dan and his hobby, Israelis with Dan and his hobby. So but the more I see Kashi's when they give a break from Raguel, we really don't. Why causes? In other words, you have to make a hacker. So why causes that you should be tired of that to Dan? Bivitai Reich another white after that. So he said, with the Billy Domo. So the Morris says, Reich, come in Raglo, the Shriche, goes to Rabono. Domo, the Shriche, we go to Rabono. What do you mean Shriche? I mean, Dan is also Shriach. But Reich in Raglo is something constantly that takes place. But Dan is only once a month that it takes place. So on a relative scale, So down is Lishriach the Rikum in Rabbi. Alright, Rashi. אומר רב, זה ביתום מאפילו משמיים. וזה יבוא בין כחובים, וזה ומאמר של כחובים. וזה ומאמר של כחובים, so, טוב יאפילו משמיים. Because משמיים only make you respect to damnation, to the menstrual damn of the כחובים, so משמיים יתאי, in order to establish Eka. But the Zayv, suppose, the Dakum is mamish up and he has the discharge of Zive, so even though Midrash says the actual Zive is not the Tame, because Midrash says Nochri is Mukhtya of all Tumeis, of all Tumeis, as a matter of fact, Nochri is Mukhtya of all Tumeis. So, but Midrabonon, so it is Midrash, even according to Mishama, Kerye, Toi, a few of the silo, the Shechvazera of the Nakum, is Toi, even according to the silo. They be Tomei, a few of the Shamai, the internet, the king of the Kerry. Kerry Toi, a few of the silo. Why? Of the top of the Kerry, King of the Israel, because. Vilevi the Kera, Vizeli Tmuyeli Kaye, so Zeivi do it over the Maise, goes over Rabono. Because Zeivi, that is typical of a certain sickness, of a certain condition. So it comes by itself without Taile. Mashei Kei, Kaye, it over the Maise, all the other Himu Mauti Taile, so Vilevi goes over Rabono. זה יש לו יכול לדעת משם אני מכיר בדם אין שם זה שאותו חום נהיה שעתי פה מטעם האחר ומאג כן אני תויב בסיר אז אני מכיר אני אומר זה יכול לדעת רבונות בסיר נעמה הכיר בוי גם בדם אין חומים וזה כמר לא אומר אם תמול לאחר יובש מי ישראליס וגם זאת גם ישראל נעמה כל תמי סוף לאחר לא יווי שינו ניתר יכול לדעת נעיר לגמרי לקה כאלה Sayale, even if you hope him she pulled to Shechvazera in Israel, Neo. Upas Israel, she pulled to Shechvazera in the Hobbin Teo. That even if a Nochis was to let the Shechvazera that she received from Israel, so that Shechvazera is the town name, because the Shechvazera is the Shechvazera of Israel. And just the reverse, Basisro, El Shepon Toshich Vazara, Mina Yukhobi, Teiro, even Basisro was invalid to an Akum, and then she forced to let the Shevazara of an Akum, which is Soya, because the Shevazara is Shevazara of Enoch, my love, Teiro, Muro. So it's a Raye to Robert. So Yimoka says, no, you can't mention a right. You can't mention a right from the Mishnah Mikvotis. Lo, you told him the right, he said, but perhaps, maybe the Rabbah. Yimoka is only saying that the Rabbah, with the MS, it's Teiro in the Rabbah. But, in other words, you cannot mention a right, you cannot reduce from the Mishnah Mikvotis. Tosh, means he's saying that Shabbat Zerah Shabbat Yisroel, Meir Bechol Mokeh. They are few of the Meir Bechol Mokeh. We shall call it Teiro Bechol Mokeh. ואפילו בני ישראלי, חוץ מן הרגליים שבו, וחיתנו הכנה מתאים לא מדרעייס, אבל בני המדרבונון, ואת מדרבונון, שיש פני לו. So, how can you say? He says, חוץ מן הרגליים שבו. So then, if the שכבזרה that she was the lepers, is commingled with the Niragayi, so then it is Tome. But why Tome at all? It's only in the Raise, Nakom is not Tame, it's Kome not Tame at all. But with Rabbanon, the Chachamim were Geize, and the Niragayim in the Reich of El Kichomim, the Chimitame, like the Niragayim in the Reich of Zobin. So you see that this Mishneh discusses not only the Raises, it discusses to me the Rabbanon. Because if the Mishneh had limited itself only to the discussion of Tumas and Raises, so it wouldn't say that Chutz Miraglayim Shebor, because Miraglayim is not Mitami Raise either, only Rabbanon. So obviously the Mishneh discusses any Tumas, even the Tumas and Rabbanon. And still it says that only when it's mixed, commingled to the Miraglayim, then it's Mitami. But if it's not mixed with Miraglayim, it's not Mitami. And even when it's mixed with Miraglayim, it's only Mitami Rabbanon. So that means when it's not mixed with Miraglayim, it's Toya and Rabbanon. So it's a right wrong. Aber die Rabbonon zu Magwan kreisen die Tame, aber Schmame noch. Tema hat die Rabbonon, Schmame. Alright. Aber viel mehr ich hoffe nicht, weil dann aber beginnt die Tame noch. Gut mit der Gleiche Wort, die Psyche mit der Gleiche Nein, Psyche mit der Gleiche. Klamino lio gozau ich mit dem Klamino lio gozau ich mit dem Klamino lio gozau ich mit dem Klamino lio gozau ich mit שכבזר אשר נסחו אל פני יום יחום מוקן אפילו בימי אלה שחובים טיפ שאין דיבוי רב פופה דיבוי רב פופה שכבזר אשר נסחו אל בימי אלה שחובים מהו so the הבא מן המדימור אשום that when רב פופה ראיתי הבאי when he inquired as well Sheikh Vazer Hashem Yisroel, we may be Chobin, when it's Pirates. So whether it's Tommy or not, so the Shari of Rav Popi was, do we say that since the Sheikh Vazer was issued from Yisroel, by Yisroel, so the Melech, even though it was Nifritol by Mochis, so it's still Mitame, since the discharge now took place in the Beis Chovim, even though originally it was the issue of Yisroel, it's not the time. So that was Rapopes Abai. So then we can differentiate from the Mishnah. Sheikh Vazer Hashem Yisroel, Tmei Yom Yichol Mokei. So in other words, so why did Rapope raise the shower? I mean, so it's a... It's mentioned in the Torah. So the Gemara says, no. Rav Popeh didn't ask, didn't inquire as to whether Eshech Vazera, the Mesh of Yisroel, the Mesh of Yisroel, if the plague took place, let's say, immediately after the deal. So of course then it is become. But the Ashurim, I mean, that has to do with Shuas. I mean, the Ashurim. So, how long after the Tashmish Amito, so Teledesh Shechvazera is Mei. In other words, Teledesh Shechvazera is Mei only if it is a Chalil Shem Shechvazera. What do you think Chalil Shem Shechvazera as long as it's capable of fertilizing the egg cell? But if it's not capable of fertilizing the egg cell, so then it doesn't have the Shem of Shechvazera. So Mele Rav Popeh, now the Aloha is that if it's within three is less, within 72 hours, in the plate takes place within 3 days, within 3 weeks, 72 hours, so then it says the Shem Shechvazera, so the Meila is Tame. But suppose the plate takes place more than 72 hours after the Tashmish Shabito, so the Meila it doesn't have the Shem Shechvazera because it cannot fertilize the egg cell. So the Meila is not the Tame. So that's the Shio that is mentioned in Gabi Yisroel. There's the Shio that is mentioned Gabi Yisroel. The question is, Shechzer Hashem Yisroel Bimelim Rizkhovim, whether it also has a subject to the same Shio of 3 weeks of 72 hours or not. Now, this shouldn't sound strange. It might sound strange. I mean, why should there be a difference between Melim Yisraelis and Melim Rizkhovim? But It's not strange at all, because it depends upon the human temperature in the human organism, and not all human beings have the same internal temperature. So certain people have higher temperature, the internal temperature, than other people. So the Shaili is, so you will answer, no, Rafoke was cognizant of this thing, that the Shechvazera of Israel is becoming living in the Chodni spirit. But his Abaye was, suppose in the Chodni spirit, the Shechvazera shall Israel after 72 hours. So if it had been the Shechvazera, so if the Bnei Israel is, so then it doesn't have the Chalishem Shechvazera, because it's not capable of fertilizing the cell. So how the Meiri Chod? So we said him we did the three slaves, loy kem boyo rapapa, ki kem boyo li lachad, ma yisroyo, we died to the mitzvahs, chobu go fire. In other words, the temper, the emotional temperament of a person affects the internal temperature. If a person is excited, so then his temperature is higher. If a person is not excited, so his temperature is less. I mean, that you can test. You take your temperature when you are in a state of excitement. So the temperature will be higher than when the temperature is taken when you are in a state of relaxation. So the male, now Jews, so because they are temperamental, I mean, every Jew, I mean, the more is not talking of the Jews today. But the more is talking of the Jews, Bisman Chazal. So the Jews, Bisman Chazal, were never relaxed, because they were constantly under the impact of the fear. Maybe they will not be able to be carrying the mitzvahs correctly. So because of that, they were not relaxed. They're not relaxed. So the male and their temperature, so Jews, the temperature, the internal temperature of Jews is usually higher than the internal temperature of the
Bikhobi. Is that the Matthias by Har Sinai, this rhesus of the Bnei Israel, it caused the temperature?
That's right. So if the temperature, so after 72 hours, some male the temperature, so and there is a relatively higher temperature, some male is nisrach, so it cannot fertilize, it's not capable of fertilizing an egg cell. They are relaxed. I mean, they have peace of mind, and so they are not worried lest they will not fulfill their obligations. So melee, in other words, they are in a state of relaxation. So in a state of relaxation, so then so melee, their temperature is less. Is not as high as the temperature. So maybe even after 72 hours, maybe even after 80 hours. So it's still capable of fertilizing an egg cell. There is another element, another factor that might raise the temperature of the yichonim, because they eat all kinds of food. So, oyumo kim da achre shkotzim olimosi, chobu gufaye u masriach. So, now, unfortunately, today, we couldn't even read the Tabai. It's not relevant, the Tabai. Because, unfortunately, Jews are not excited on account of Shmiras HaMitzvahs. And then, as far as Shkotzim Olamosim, so today, because of the progress in food chemistry, so in other words, you can have kosher food. I mean, first of all, unfortunately, many Jews, they also eat Shkotzim Olamosim. I mean, like the goyim. But, and then, I don't know whether I should say fortunately or unfortunately, so because of the progress in food chemistry, so you can eat kosher food that chemically is the same as the non-kosher food. I mean, there is the heksha, even on kosher bacon. I mean, don't laugh, I mean, there is the heksha. One hog in Philadelphia has been giving the hechsher a meat that is prepared in such a way that it tastes exactly like bacon. So in other words, if an Orthodox Jew wants to enjoy the time of bacon, so he can have it, if he pays a special price for it. Yes? What is that? The wife of Rav Nachman said to Rav Nachman, everything called Aser Rachmon is Shomali Kabesai. Alright, so Gemara says that also Lachazir Shomali Shibute. Shibute is a kind of a fish, it's a doctoria that is as fat as a chazir. So, that's true, I mean, without any water. So that means that the Ikon Chodesh Tachat Hashem is that mankind really has not need water. Alright. Kimi boyo lach dimu da misho yukheo ki doma misar shabu kere kabekime di dai de yirei yichareg in di mitzes da gosom mischamu chotu cham. Thank you.
Shir Tes Nida Yoredeb Nos Kusim Gimel Sivanei Tov Shem Mem Beis May 25th, 1982.
So there is a machlokes between Bishamai and Bisila. Bishamai say the Damtara Shel Mitzras is Toyer, because in Mitzad Dam Nido, so it couldn't be Tomei, because there is a Kosovo that Yemeitea, 33 days, Yemezocho, 66 days, Yemezikevo. But she is not only Yemezikevo, she is also a Mitzras. And the Mayomis of Mitzras are Tomei. So the Rig and the Raglaim of Mitzras are Tomei. The question is whether the Dam comes within the category of Mayomis or not. Now, it does not come to Tomei. I'll do that in a minute.
The shiur was not continued. Shir Yud in Nida Yoredea Ninyan Bnos Kusim Hesi Vnei Tov Shem Mem Beis Thursday, May 27, 1982.
Damtara Shel Mitzras Bishamai. So Bishamai Mitar Ubisile Elohim Lim Kirei Koch Min Ragel. So here there is a Machlokes and a Deraisa. Now, Dam does not come within the category of Mayonis, because only something that is misadulated, like urine or rage, I mean, it's constantly being formed in the human organism, and then it is discharged. So that is comes strictly within the category of Mayonis. But Dam is not misagreated. But so that's why Bishama. So that Damtara Shel Mitzras, even though Bishama also agreed there is a halacha that Mayonis of Mitzera Atom. But Dam is not Mayonis. But Bisila they darshan from the posse that Dam, even though it's not Mayonis, but it has a din Mayon. It didn't matter. Alright. So, and Bishamai don't darshan them. Dam darshan terad Bishamai is mitari, Bisilayim lim kerei koch min rad leo. But it's only, even according to Bisilayim, it's only mitami lach, not lach miyovish. If it's not dam teya, so then it's mitami mitiras dam per se. Dam per se is mitami lim lach miyovish. But here it's mitami mitiras din mayonis. Mayonis are only mitame like Rake and Raguay only when they are moist, not when they are dried up. Alright. My time in Visilom, Rabbi Tzok, Le Zoho, Le Rabbeis, Mitzero Mayonis, Unkevo. This is a zone. So Vazoho, the Torah could have said, Vadobo Vinidose, Vazobe Zeve, Zoho Kevo. Why Vazoho, the Lan Kevo? The Lamed is apparently superfluous. So Lazoho the Lamed is Marbe Mitzero Mayonis. Vilan Kevo, the Lamed of Lan Kevo, is Marbe Mitzeras Mayonis. My Mayonisel will be Shom Mayonisel. So why do we have a special posik of Mayonis of Nikevo? Since we already have a posik of Mayonis of Lizoho, so it's the same thing, without the extra posik. My Mishom Mayonisel is Organat. Elo Lidomo, so the reason is why the Torah had to mention to be Marvin. Mayonis Lam Kevo, over and above the Mayonis of Mizoho, in order to advise us that there is a special thing that has a deep maya that is only true of the cable. That's the dam. So in El Ridomo Litami Dam Tavishlo Ubi Shamai. So why but there is an extra proceed. Ubi Shamai Nikiva Mizoha Loyasi. In other words, that the reason is why the Torah had to mention an extra posik elamed, an extra lamed, regarding the Kevo, to tell us that the mayonnaise of the Kevo are also tamed. Because if the Torah didn't mention it, I would say only mayonnaise of the Mitzrayim or Izocho is tamed. But the Reikin Arayim of the Mitzrayas and the Kevo is not tamed. Why? Why couldn't I learn out the Kevo from Zocho? Because you could say, Mal Izocho, Shachim Tom, Priye, Uprime. A prayer. In other words, that the mitzvah is Zohar Baruch is that his head is always to be kept uncovered. That the Aloch and the Godin are supposed to be Kogua. Mashiach, given that there is no Aloch that she requires a prayer or prayer. Mal is Zohar, Shechiton, prayer or prayer. We also have Tashmi Shamit. Tema bin Kevin the Roy. So in Melee, the Torah hadn't mentioned a special aloha that the Yitzhak also, her mayonnaise, are also playing. So then I would say only mayonnaise of a Zohar, a Yitzhak, and not a Yitzhak. So we don't have any issue to be Marbe, Dam Teya. Ubisilel. So that's a Kashi and Ubisilel, because how could we he learned how it came from Zohar at all. Zohar is more humble than the cable. So if the Torah hadn't mentioned mayonnaise, we got the cable, I wouldn't know it. Would be silly, I'll lift the Rahman of the cable. Or the boy Zohar, true. If the Torah had mentioned mayonnaise, we got the Zohar, I couldn't let the Jews the cable. But since the Torah mentions the lamb, we got the cable. So if the cable, the mayonnaise are playing, which the cable is not as humble as the Zohar. Mitzeho. So Zohar certainly, why does the Torah have to mention Zohar over and above the Keiro, the Gamayones, to be Marve Damtea? We rachon the Keiro, but Zohar, I mean the man Keiro, she didn't have a prime, so I mean the Torah, rachon the Yisrael, Zohar the Kosh, he may mean you, Zohar, the Inyan the Keiro, we may mean you, Yisrael, the Inyan the Domo, the Dam, the Damtara, Shalom, Ubishamai, no. That even if the Torah had mentioned mayonnaise and gabi nikevo, I couldn't learn how it's Zohar. Zohar nikevo lo yasya. Nikel mifach. Mal nikevo shechem tam meides. Because Zohar has its atchumres against nikevo, in the sense that it's stone clear and clean, was a tashamito, and nikevo also has an aspect of chumre vis-a-vis Zohar. Because nikevo, if she sees dam, even if the dam is due because of a special anus, in other words, because of a shock, or because of a certain exciting experience. So if a woman menstruates and she has a discharge of dam, not because she has the period, but because of a special experience, because of excitement, and or because of a shock or so on. So there she also becomes male. Mashenkin we got izar. So when does izar? Now Ziba means a discharge of a certain fluid that comes out only if it's due to a certain condition, a certain sickness. But suppose the discharge takes place because of a certain exciting experience, it's not symptomatic of a condition, of a sickness, so then he doesn't become affected with the tumazah. So the Kevo has an aspect of chumre that Zohar does not have. In other words, a Kevo becomes tamei through zive, even if the zive occurred because of a special experience, not because of a condition that affects the woman. So she still becomes a zohar. Mashenki gabi zohar, only the zive takes place as a result of a certain condition, because he is affected with a certain sickness. But if the zive takes place because of a certain experience, bishiva drochen beikin as azad, So there, he doesn't become Tom. So, so the Kiva also has its Atchumre that Zocha doesn't have. Tiva Bizocha Doloi. Because we got Bizocha, so we have to, in order to declare Izab, Tommy is Izab, we have to make sure that the Ziva, the discharge of the fluid, did not take place because of his special experience. Ubi Silel, Kayu Bimseiro, Uparche, Milad Izab. After all, here we are trying to deduce our loche that a mitzero, that a mitzeras is the dampiyam is mitame. So why does he say upar chenil izav just because a zav has a chumre as against the zove or the zove has a chumre as against the zav? What bearing does it have on the question of mitzero and mitzeras? So, ubisil kanyu mitzero upar chenil izav ubishamai. So, ubishamai, so in other words, that's why Bisil say that we could learn out, Zocho from Nikevo, even though Nikevo has its Tzat Chumro as against Zocho, because the Tzat Chumro that Nikevo has against Zocho, that's in the realm of Zide, not in the realm of Tzoras. And Bishamai, so maybe the Pirche of Bishamai is not the Pirche according to Bisila. But but Bishamai say that it is the Pirche. Why? Shum Turche Parche. As long as in any union of Tume there is its Atchumre, so maybe it's its Atchumre, even to such, it is a Chumre to such an extent that we couldn't learn out. We couldn't learn out mitzera from tzoras. V'boi yisayme, amalo v'sham. Hayu zocho, the second motion assumes that even according to v'shamay, we couldn't make this pirche of Malin Kiva Shechem Tamu Be'ines, since this is only true in the realm of Zive, not in the realm of Tzoras. So then the question arises, so how would Shammai say the Dam Toyer of Tzoras is Toyer? But after all, we have a special posse. So he says, Amar Shammai, how is Zocha? No, we do not have a Yiso. We do not have a Yiso because the Lamed of Zocha, so is needed for some other drosh. So maybe we do not have any yitur. We do not have any superfluous posse. So maybe we couldn't learn out that damayone, that the damteya of the mitzaras is done. Because the extra lamed is needed to advise us something else. That it may koti, ben yeme, is also mitai, mitame bizi. Amo vishama. So then the question arises, how do Bisilel have an extra posik that from which we deduce that the Damteya of Mitzaras is Mitamei, but that posik is needed to advise us that even a Kotli is Mitamei Bisilel? Bisilel, no. That the Kotli is Mitamei Bisilel, we know from another posik. So the Mele, the Lamed of Mazocho is superfluous, so that, from that Yidu, so we deduce that Damtara Shomitzaras is Tom. Alright. Ubisil Natun is the Razadok, you go to the Kot. Alright. Now, Omar Abiz, Kiposhi, Rapshine Meloki, Bizab, Boyehoi. Rio Rishenu shall Zafkotten Maushe Kitami Bimak. Ze is Teras Azov, Vashatinzi Mimenu, Shich Bazera. Omer Achmone, Kol She Shich Bazera Shalei Mitamo, Rio Rishenu Shalei Mitamo. In other words, the Allah is regarding Tuma Shich Bazera, that only the Shich Bazera of the cotton that is Benteshon in Mechot, that Biosi is being. So, is mitame. But the Shefar Zera of Ikoti, who is less than 9 years old, so he Shefar Zera, since in Yosef Yeh, so mainly does not tell how he's been Shefar Zera, and it's not Mitam. That's what Gabi Shefar Zera. So that only a Shefar Zera of intentional Mechot is Mitam. Now the question is, now, by Zav. Zav, the Zivet. Zive is a fluid that is discharged without any chimur, but it just is discharged unconsciously by a person. So the halacha is that if a person has one ri of zive, so then he only becomes tummy to maser. In other words, he's tummy one day and then he's tummy when he's tummy. If he has 2 years, whether it's the same day or in 2 different days, so then he becomes Tomei Shiva Yomim and he has to count Zayiki. He has to count Zayiki. But no call. If he has 3 years, so then he has to bring the call most. So the question is, so the halacha is one day of Zive has the same status like Shecha Zera. Only to Masera, that's all, no Zayiki. So the Shire is, since the Rio Rishino of Izab, one Rio of Zive, has the same status as Shechva Zera, and Shechva Zera only cotton intention in Mechod is Tome. But if it's less than intention in Mechod, it's not Tome. So the question is, suppose a cotton who is not 9 years old, he's 6 years old, 5 years old. So, and he has a discharge of Zive, just one ri of Zive, does he become Maushet Nitami Bimak? So in other words, whether it's Nitami Bimak, Zeis, because we could say, Zeis Tiras Azor, Vashatitzim Mene Shech Vazera, Omer Rachmono, כל ששכב הזרע שלו מטעמי, ריאו ראשינו שלו מטעמי. והי כי שכב הזרע שלו לא מטעמי, so ריאו ראשינו מה לא מטעמי. That's one alternative. But we can say the other way. או ידיעו לו, כי מדיעו ריאו חוזה, תארטה, is it starve, is it amy? Suppose we have a Tiras HaKosu, that Tiras HaZav, Ben Godo, Ben Kod, so Yidmei, Tidik Vyeme, Ben Yeme, if he has 2 minutes, he becomes Tomei and he has to count Zayiki in order to become Toya. So the Mele, seeing even though the first three by itself only gave him a Tumas Valkyrie, but still if he becomes Mitzure with the second three to become Tomei in Tumasov. So that goes without saying, because of the Sakosu of Zis Tiras Azov being going to be Kotov. We're going to be caught up that if a Tinik Beyeme will have 2 years, he will become effective with Tumazime. So maybe even if he has 1 year, since that 1 year could be Mitzuref to a second year, to become affected with Tumas Zive, to be Tomei, to be Mechuyev, to come Zayikin, so even if he had just 1 year of Zive, so he's becoming a Mage, not like Shechazar. Oy dilmo kin di u yo khode tarte mi stav bis mi tamye o ma gobe tosh ze iste ra sad zod ko du kot ma god u yo shon ni shoe tamye a kot u yo ni shkeno nam di tamye ay ki posh ki dosh ma u ze tam ni shlo mi boyo do ma bino mi zo kho ko shon zo kho yo sam tarte mi iskse va zo ze di brishin shon zad go du na ko mai kho ze iste ra sad zod ne khode ri יכול להגזיב, זיו הקסיד יכול. ואז שעתית סימן שבזרע, איסקה סביר שינו מקרי, אבל בכל מה, מי אמר מכיו דו קרי נסקש? ובשכח את לא בגודו, ואת מין סיבן תשע ממחות, ואיסה בקרי, אבל קוט, הוא עשה בקרי, הוא עשה בדיר רשינו, או יהיו מכיו דו לחוזה, קוט מריע אחרי כדי להצטער אפל, כמה איסה, תומה זו, כדי נזו מאוד נביאס, איס מתאמינה מכישון גודו, תומה סרב בקרי. Alright, so the more was patient. That Rio Rishino of the court in Pochas in the Tes is Nitami Bimari. Now that the Gemara mentions another rabbi. Boy Rabbi Yezi, So Rabbi Yitzchak says in Abaye, suppose there is a first tree, a mitzvah, has a discharge of zibeh, and he's a mitzvah from before, whether it's mitami the master. So according to Rashi's shah, and the shita of Moshe Hashem, and then Rashi at the end mentions another shita that Rashi is there. But according to Rashi's shita and the shita of Moshe Hashem, so this Gemara Sabaye, when Gemara asks as to whether the first tree of Zivet in Mitzera, whether it's in Tamil Nimasa, so it is taken for granted that the first tree, let's see in the Rashi, Rie Rishen Shom Mitzera Maush in Tamil Nimasa. So that's the sheet of Rashi and Moshe Rishen, that the first real of Zive of an ordinary person, not the person who is in Tzere, so since the first real of Zive makes him only into Itomik Tumaseret, not Tumaso, so Mele it's not Mitami, so it has the same status. Like Ishechazera, a carry is only becoming a magi, but Ishechazera is not becoming a masse. Only we have a special because, of course, the zive is becoming a masse. Even if you didn't touch the zive, the discharge, that fluid, but you just carried the discharge, the zive. So you become tummy. That's only the second zive, but the first zive, inasmuch as it has the same status of carry, so just as carry is only becoming magen ad maseh, so the first discharge of zive is only becoming magen, it's not becoming maseh. So, according to Rashi's pshat, Rabbi Yitzchak is certain that the reorishein of the first zive discharge of an ordinary person, not in tzeret, is certainly not becoming maseh. Because it has the same status as Sheikh Vazara. But the Shaila of Rabbi Yisuf is, suppose a Mitzvah had a discharge of Zibeh, maybe that is in Tamil Maaseh. Rio Rishenu Shom Mitzvah, Mao Shem Tamil Maaseh. Why should the Rio Rishenu of a Mitzvah be more homo than of a Toera, a year to four Toera? So, because we could say, since we have this special Zerat HaKos, we have a special Zeras HaKosu, that the Mayonis of a Mitzera Tomei, so the Reik and the Raglai, so the Shailin is, whether the Zive of a Mitzera has a din of Mayonis, so it does not have a din of Mayonis, it's nothing. So, as Stasis points out, as far as the definition of Mayonis concerned, so just as dam does not come within the category, does not come strictly within the category of mayonnaise, so zive does not come strictly within the category of mayonnaise either, because zive is not beside the yetzer either. In other words, what is called mayonnaise strictly, that which is normally constantly formed in the human organism, and then it is discharged like urine, like trach, but dam is not disaggregating, and Zive is not disaggregating either. It's not something that is normally manufactured in the organism and then it is discharged. On the contrary, it's an abnormal condition. It's an abnormal condition that a person has a discharge of Zive. So it certainly does not come strictly within the category of Maya. But the Shari is, maybe it has a deal of Maya. Maybe Zive has a din of Maya in the same way as Dam. Dam Mitzaras has a din of Maya. Dam Teya of Mitzaras has a din of Maya. So maybe Zive also. So, Rio Rishen Shom Yitzinu Omar Shetav Elmasi. So, Rio Rishen Yom Vier Tufo Toir is certainly only becoming the Nagin Abimasi. But Rio Rishen Shom Yitzinu, since we have a special Zerosakos of Mayone Shom Yitzinu, maybe even the Zive, the Rio Rishen Yom of Yitzinu, is also Mitamei, also has a bin of Mayon, and it's Mitamei Maso. We can receive a Mayon, Mitamei, or you do a lot of Mayon. Now let's hear us. Here she comes to my Tam Maso, who is the only way of Mayon Tam Maso, he says we care with Tamei Maso, we come to the Kamis Raskeli, we should be enamored with the Boyalog. There are few of them toy of Tamei Maso, but we come to the man either. Say the Tamei Maso, we are afraid with Zay Vay. So, Tommy who? Baruch Yoshiyo. The more I said to Damanido Daphne, the Zay visit Tamil Mas, and we will learn it out from Hazov Ezebe. So there we are talking of the Yoshiyo. Hazov is once, and Zebe is a second. So Nador is the second, but yet the second Disha is the Tamil Mas. Baruch Yoshiyo, the Monarchos of Stalin, Hazov Ezebe. Bizol bal shevi is of gavol olitov. Elo shinto in kom ki ti boyo chishelino. The god of the alm loy bitam. That's the gist of Rashi Shita. That when the Gemara has an avayas to ever rio rishenio of the mitzera is mitam in the masse. So the Gemara is sure that rio rishenio of here to four toya is certainly not mitam in the masse. Because it's like a shechazera. But maybe the rio rishenio of the mitzera is more chamor. Then the Rio Rishenio of a year to four toy. The Rio Rikazo, so I will marry, oh, and the Tira Mai. We came to the Mai, who is Rabbi Mulazoho, the Rabbi Sitio Mayadin, so whom I know is in Tamil Mas, and Kidoma Jendamanido, Rio Rikazo of Vitoya, Mashavia Toya, so we learn out from that posse that the spittle of Iza is when it's carried by the person, it's moved. By the person, so the halacha is so it's mitamei, so it's mitamei, so it's mitamei. So the question is whether Rav Yosef Abayi is whether the real rishen of the tzeiro has a din of mayon or not, or you have mayon. V'havi kishon real rishen of shall call them to be mayon mitamei, but not the mask. Omar Rav Tosh zei veitomeu. We need to say, "Pshu tomei." We might. He lay in a bizov grade. Lachit and give him to me. Liatz me with coachkin. Say we tomei o. Hay a rio shi yosha. I want to go so shtai u zog. Yipsove. Say we tomei. So this was not possible. We need to say, "Pshu tomei." But then we need to say, "Kome rabbi so magu meitzlich." We go rabbi shechwa zera. Elo. Elo limaso. He lay in that posik as reference to Zab Krimite, here to Fort Hoya, Lamitzero. Normally call it Pima Hatzmo, Pshite. Here, Rashi's Pshat is a little strange. So in other words, so the Gemara is saying, when the price says that the posik of Zeb Tomei implies that Zeb is a Tamei, that this discharge, the tipo of the Ziva, is a Tamei, so, what does it have reference to? Does it have, if it has reference to a year to four toy year, that it's mitamei, so why do we need the posik? So, that it's mitamei. That it's mitamei. In other words, be rio shio. Because rio shino, it couldn't be a twilight to rio shino. Rio shino is not mitamei. But, be masi. But, why do we need the posik that the rio shio of a year to four toya is mitame. Lachirin gilin tume le'atzim kolch. Lachirin gilin tume le'atzim kolch. So Rashi says, Lachirin gilin tume kolina. Tipo zugeremes libayla. Libayla means the person who has that discharge. She mitame l'maso. Ki dechziv hanigia b'chola she yetachto. Voi kinen b'yayin ishal zav. Ki atzim kolch. And this is difficult, this Rashi. Rashi mentions, how do we know that Lachir is here in Tumo? How do we know Lachir is here in Tumo? Because the posik, we call Anigi Asheli Etachta. But that posik has reference to Anigi Shalzav. And that is not Masa. That could be Hesed. Or I think this is the question, why do we need a special passage of El Yini Shalzah, and didn't the special alot, the special passage implies that it's only Mitamei Yechon Mashti, it's not Mitamei Odom Bekelim, but it should be like Hesed. So Tetzah says, El Yini Shalzah is necessary in regard to the case of Begetch Miktosi Lazad, Miktosi Mitral Oret, Vilavai Hesed. But if we say that El Yini Shalzah means, in other words, that it's on top of the Zah, so then it could be equated, at most it could be equated with Hesed, not with Masa. What's the distinction between Hesed and Masa? Masa means that the Torah carries the Torah. Nivele is the double Masa. If a person will carry a Nivele, even though he doesn't touch it, he put a Nivele in a bag, in a box, and then he carries that box in his hand, on his head, on his shoulder, so he becomes stumbled, even though he didn't touch the Nevela. The Nevela touched the bag, and the bag touched the box, and the box touched his hand, or his head, his shoulder, so still he becomes stumbled. So because it's a special Tumah of Tumas Masa. So Tumas Masa by definition means that the Torah carries the Tumah, the Tumah. Nivele, that's the Torah, and Lodom Torah, and here to fall, Torah carries the Nivele. Hesed means just the reverse. That the Torah carries the Tav. The Torah carries the Tav. So let's say there are many Torahs that are Mitame Bimas. Let's say Nivele is Mitame Bimas. But not the Hesed. If the Nivele will move a Lodom Torah, or a Kele that is Toya, so the other is the year to fall, the Toya, the year to fall, Kele Toya will not become Tom. But by Zav there is a special aloha, that Zav is not only the Tamil Masa. Zav is not only the Tamil Masa, Zav is the Tamil the Hesed as well. So Rashi says, Ilan is a great deal of Hebrew getting to me, we ask the coach. The one who has a discharge, that he should be mitamei the masa. Why can you see the whole So a yin shalzah that most could be analogous to hesed. That's hesed. That was hesed's kashi against the Rashbam, because the Rashbam explained the yin shalzah she yichriya azav b'kach nisnai. So the zav the tomei carried, moved the Torah. So this discussion is, so why do we have to resolve this special process of an initial Zav that should be Tomei Machmas Hesed, and that she is Mitamei not only Yichud Mashkin, that is Mitamei Yimor Mikhailim. So Tevitzve says, we need a posik in the case of Begetch and Mishnose Lazav, Mishnose Mikhail Oret, Lava Yeset, Elkish Masidikule. But at most, so an initial Zav could be compared to Hesed, because there is the element of the Tomei moving the Torah. Masha'im came, but Masa that's something else, that's the Torah of moving the Torah. So this is Kashi against Rashi. Lachirim, the Tumei Pirash Rashi, is of Atzme, Gehirim to Mas Masa. This Tipe of Zipe is Gehirim Tumei to the Zav himself who has the Tishah. So in other words, so Tetzes and all the other Rishonim, they explain the Gemara. So the Torah has to tell us that the Zive, that this Tipe of Zive is Mitamei Masa. Why did the Torah have to tell us that the Zive itself is Mitamei Masa? I can know it through a Kalachemia that Zive is Mitamei Masa. Because as a result of that Zive, the person who has the discharge becomes his Av, and he is becoming the Masa. He is becoming the Masa. Suppose another Toya will pick up will pick up will carry a zap. So then he'll become dummy if he will not touch the zap. Suppose, let's say, one person will put a zap in the box, and then you'll put the box on top of the shoulder of the other person. So the other person on whose shoulder the zav is carried in the box, even though the other person does not come in contact, he does not touch the zav, because the zav is in the box, and that box was placed on the shoulder. Let's say Levi will put Shimon zav in the box, and then will put the box on the shoulders of Reuven, and Reuven will carry that box that has in it Shimon the zav. So Reuven will become Tomei. So, Nachim Gentumen, why do the Torah have to tell us that the Tikkun of Zivik is Mitami Lemasel? We can learn it out for a Kavachemia. If the Tikkun of Zivik has the effect of being given to the Zav himself, so that if somebody will carry the Zav, so will become Tomei, if it has such a potential, the tip of Zivet, that it can affect the naysay of the Zav to become Tomei. Certainly, the naysay of the Zivet itself should become Tomei, so we don't have to resort to a special posse of Zivet Tomei. For it, our Hender, I could deduce the aloche that the tip of Zivet is the Tamilimas. So when does the Torah have to tell us that Zive is Nitami Masse, the real Shri of Zive is Nitami Masse, Bizav Mitzayr? Umidislech Kol Rebuye Beria Shriyo, Shmamino Mikim Zive Lamayru. So since the Torah had to tell us a special post that the real Shri of a Mitzayr, the real Shri of a Mitzayr, so is Nitami Masse, so that means that the real Shein of Mitzere is not the Tamil Masa. So that means that Zive does not have a deal of mayonnaise. Because if Zive had a deal of mayonnaise, so even the real Shein or the first discharge would be Tamil Masa. And the Torah wouldn't have to tell us in a posit that the second discharge is Tamil Masa. Shmamino became Zive Lav Mayonu, but only the real Shmio of a Mitzere is Nitamei Masse, but we are ashamed of now. Now let's see the Rashi. Alright, so this Rashi is difficult. Lachim gilim tima kumim atipa zogirem isim tayim shem Nitamei bimasa kudir sivach anugir och Rashi yetachmei kinugirem yishol zav yad mikosh elo bizav Mitzere yitzvim lo yosu nikam lachim yad mikor o yitume shal machmas niki hoi Nitamei Masse afiru beyer umiliyistrach kolu rubuyo yishni o shmame lo yishen o dilav mayim. The Mayru Rishayna Mitame Shriya Mikolishna. So why does the Torah have to be Malve? That the Rio Shriya of the Mitzayra is Mitame. Rio Rishayna is Mitame on the basis of Mayones. So you see from that, no, that the Zive does not have a deen of Mayon. It does not have a deen of Mayon. So maybe Rio Rishayna has no reasons why it should be Mitame. But Rio Shnio, because of his special Tzerzakosu, not because of mayonnaise, but the special Tzerzakosu, that the Rio Shnio of a Mitzero, so is Mitame Mas. Maybe it's the whole of the Mishnish, but the Mishnah of Mayon, the Mayon of the Mishnah of the Mishnah of the Kosh. Omale, Rav Yudin, the Scarf, and Rav, and Mima. Dio, Malayo, Mimalo, Bizar, Great. So, but yes, Sam, why do you tell him to tell us that the Zive itself is Nitami Masa? It could know it for a Kavachemia if, as a result of the Zive, so the person who has the discharge, so he himself is Nitami Bimasa, if a heretofore Odom Toya will carry the Zav, so then the heretofore Odom Toya becomes Dome, so the Tiv Zive itself certainly should have the potential of being Nitami Masa. Would he come and Achim is giving Tumel Achim a coach? No. So now we shall hear Achim. She's giving Tumel Achim who asked the Torah. In other words, you cannot reduce such a Kalachimia that if something is given tumi to others, so certainly that thing itself should have that tumi. We see that that logic doesn't work, because we see that anyone who handled the Solomon Shaliach, so anyone who handles a Solomon Shaliach becomes tumi. So then you could say, if the one who handles Isoyam Shaliach is Tomei, so Isoyam Shaliach itself serves in Tomei. The effect is Isoyam Shaliach until the Isoyam Shaliach is thrown off the mountain, the cliff of the mountain, and becomes dead, so it's not in Mitame. But he causes, he is the cause of the Tomei of those who handle the Isoyam Shaliach. So we see that one is not to the other. So maybe we could say that the pasuk of Zevi Tomei is tells us that the Zevi itself is Tomei, even though we already know that the person who became Tomei through the Zevi, he is becoming a Masa. So, but without the special pasuk that the Zevi itself is Tomei Masa, I would say the person who became affected with Tumas Masa through the Zive is becoming a Masa, but the Zive itself not, just the Seram Shaleach. So it causes Tume to all those who handle the Seram Shaleach, but the Seram Shaleach itself is not becoming a Masa, yes?
Isn't it possible, it's becoming a Masa, it's becoming the other person?
What?
It's not the Seram Shaleach.
No, it's true, there it's not becoming a Masa, but it's becoming a Masa, but we see that there is no such halachah. If a chayim gave to me a lot of the culture, in other words, we see from that an example, a demonstration, a proof that there is no such logic that if something it causes to me to something else, some male that thing itself that affects something else in a certain to me should itself be mitame, should itself be affected in that to me. That logic doesn't work, because we see in respect to Seyyam Shaleach, even though there is a question of magi, not Masa, but it doesn't matter. But anyone who handles the Seyyam Shaleach becomes Tomei, it's becoming a magi. And the Seyyam Shaleach itself, not.
It's not becoming a magi.
What?
It's not
the Seyyam Shaleach is becoming a magi. What? The Seyyam Shaleach is mitame, bimage, and is mitame, bimase, and is mitame, everything else. But the Seyyam Shaleach itself is not done. It's mitame, everybody, but itself is not done. Until it becomes, it is nitche from the cliff of the mountain, so the Seyyam Shaleach itself is done. Anyone who handles it becomes done. Anyone who handles it becomes Toya. As a matter of fact, it's mitamei those who handle the Seyyam Shaleach, those who are misasik in the Aveide of Seyyam Shaleach. But it's not mitamei somebody will touch the Seyyam Shaleach. He's not the person who handles it. He will just touch it. So he will not become Tamei. Only those who handle, who are osuk in the Seyyam Shaleach are Tamei. But the Seyyam Shaleach itself is Toya. And somebody who is not osu, who is not misasik in the Seyyam Shaleach, but just for curiosity, he'll just touch the Seyyam Shaleach, he will not become Tomei. Only those the misasik in the Seyyam Shaleach, who do the things that they have to do with the Seyyam Shaleach, they become Tomei. But the Seyyam Shaleach itself is Toya. And somebody will touch the Seyyam Shaleach, not in the course of misasik in the Seyyam Shaleach, will not become Tomei. There the halacha is that the Seyyam Shaleach is Toya. And he is not becoming the Magi, he is not becoming the Masi, he is becoming the Misaski. So, of course, the Misaski itself also involves Nitiye. But the Misaski becomes Tomei not through Magi or through Masi per se. He becomes Tomei because he is Misaski in the Seyyam Shaleach. This is what Rashi says. Udikamre. So he said, Shishuram Shaliach is here, she gave him to him in Shalchai, Kidirsi, Vam Shaliach is Asoy, the one, the messenger, who is the Shaliach, who is Misasik, who is misasik in the Seyam Shaleach, in the Saskis that he has to do. In other words, who takes the Seyam Shaleach, who takes the Seyam Shaleach to the Azazel, to the mountain in the Midbar. So he becomes something, even if he will not touch it. Suppose he carries the Seyam Shaleach in such a way that he doesn't touch it. Suppose he reads the Seyam Shaleach, he doesn't even have to carry it. The suppose he just reads him. So the halacha is, the mishaleach of the Seyam Shaleach, even if he doesn't touch the Seyam Shaleach, he becomes tamei. Not because of magic. Somebody else who is not the mishaleach, who is not the messenger, who takes the Seyam Shaleach to the midbar, so he doesn't become tamei. Because the Seyam Shaleach itself is toya, but it's exeras akosu. It's exeras akosu. Then the misasim from the Seyam Shaleach, the mishalchim, the one who takes the Seyam Shaleach to the midbar, he becomes tamei. But the Seyam Shaleach itself is toya until it is nitre from the tzuk, from the cliff of the mountain. Then it's nitame, because it's nivele. So it's nitame. But until it is nitre from the cliff of the mountain, so the Seyam Shaleach itself is toya, who acts the toya.